Hello, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. It is Thursday, 7th of February. Firstly, in Indonesia, shares of Freeport-McMoRan rose almost 13% in January and is expected to rise further by 27% in total, with the stock prices at $22 from $11. In 2018, the stocks were down roughly by 35% due to the low price of copper, low production levels, and higher production costs. In 2019, the copper prices have bounced back with the bullish attitude of the investors, which have revived the stocks of the company. The company will be announcing its first quarter earnings on April the 23rd. Analysts are forecasting revenue to suffer a decline of 23.3% to $3.73 billion in the next fiscal quarter. In the Philippines, yesterday three suspects were killed in two separate incidents in Manila who were allegedly involved in drugs and illegal arms trafficking. Police recovered 0.32 caliber handgun, ammunition, and cash of $24,000, along with a cache of methamphetamine. Romeo Carlos Jr. was among the gangsters killed. The suspected leader of Iman criminal gang involved in various crimes was among the suspects. He was killed in an alleged armed encounter with the agents of Northern Police District, Special Operations Unit, Manila. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution and be aware of the frequent armed encounters between the police and criminal gangs in Manila. Also in Philippines, Bureau of Immigration has introduced stricter requirements and procedures for issuing work permits to foreigners to protect local workers. Bureau of Immigration said no work permit will be issued to foreign applicants seeking employment in blue-collar jobs. According to the new rules, work permits can only be issued to foreign workers only if Filipinos are not able to or willing to do the job being applied for. The new rules will cover the provisional work permit and special work permit issued by the Bureau of Immigration. Provisional work permit is issued to a foreigner who already has an alien employment permit and has a pending work visa application, while a special work permit allows foreigners with tourist visas to work for short-term contracts or for 6 months or less. Also in Philippines, yesterday the Department of Health confirmed a measles outbreak in National Capital Region of Manila. There were more than 860 suspected measles cases in Manila from January the 1st to February the 2nd this year. Department of Health said the following regions are under tight watch for measles: Ilocos region, Cagayan Valley, Central Luzon, Calabarazon, Mimaropa, Bicol region, Western Visayas, Central Visayas, Eastern Visayas, Zamboanga Peninsula, Cordillera Administrative Region, and Caraga. The Department of Health urged the public to bring all suspected measles cases to nearest health facility for early treatment and proper case management. In Malaysia, AirAsia and AirAsia X have increased their claim to about $19 million against Malaysian Airport Holdings. Both carriers are seeking mediation under Malaysia Aviation Act, which allows the commission to arbitrate if the mediation fails. Improper handling of Kuala Lumpur International Airport caused the shutdown of Terminal 3 and disruption of fuel supply at the terminal, resulting in low passenger turnout for the carriers. Both carriers refused to collect an increased passenger service fees, as they claim the Kuala Lumpur International Airport 2 does not have the passenger facilities offered by other airports in Malaysia. An increase in passenger traffic by 11% was recorded at Kuala Lumpur International Airport 2 with 2.87 million from 2.57 million a year before. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.